what prompted Wilmington Brewworks to take an interest in this Crouch Memorial Fund?
Well, I've had an interest in it for quite a while. You know, just learning the history about Delaware Brewing, you know, Wilmington Brewing, and, you know, finding out something like this has happened right here in Wilmington. You know, Mr. Crouch is buried in, you know, more or less a pauper's grave, no headstone or anything like that. It seems like a, you know, mismanagement of history to me.
And for you, how important is it for you as a brewer, as a company, to kind of connect with that history, with that legacy that you're kind of almost reviving here at your place?
Well, I love it. I love lager beers. It's one of my favorite styles to brew and consume. And, you know, Christian Crouch being the father of lager beer brewing in Delaware, there's, you know, it's not much of a stretch to find a connection there. It immediately drew me to interest, especially since his brewery was right down the street, just across the river from where mine is. So proximity, flavor of beer, all that type of stuff is an immediate connection for me.
You guys are trying to help out financially with this memorial fund. Can you explain what you guys are trying to do to help get this memorial up?
Well, the long story short, we're going to do anything we can to make sure that it happens. So we've assisted Mr. Medcalf in putting together a crowdfunding site, and we have committed to making up the difference in whatever happens there, and we're using the proceeds of Crouch's Creation, our light lager beer. We're using those proceeds to fund this.
Tell us a little bit about Crouch's Creation. It is a beer that is in his honor, as you said, is helping to finance this memorial. Just tell us a little bit about the beer.
Well, you know, when you read newspaper accounts of what his creation was, I love it because it describes it as light, bubbly. There's different marketing tools that they use that we would never be afforded today. You know, like health benefits, things like that. But you know, as I thought about how this was marketed in the past, and you know, how I wanted to create that beer today, really I just took the description and I brewed to that style, you know, knowing that Crouch was a German and, you know, what style of light lagers they would have enjoyed producing. He had multiple lines of it, but this was just that light, you know, sort of that base model lager that he produced.
Is it a situation where as you're creating that brew that you're almost trying to kind of channel him and his legacy as you're making that beer?
Well, I'm really good at making things up. So, yeah, it was one of those things that we just, you know, it's a very simple constructed beer. And that really is the way that historic brewers produce product. You know, it's a very simple creation, just a couple of base malts and then, hops from there. You know, at this time, they would have been using hops from New York. There's no longer a New York hop scene. We source from the Pacific Northwest.
So I have to ask, I mean, you guys are relatively new. You know, how do you feel like this type of project helps Wilmington Brewworks create that kind of connection, kind of bring things full circle to brewing in Wilmington, which at one time was a really big thing, then disappeared, and now here and in the state of Delaware, craft brewing is really become a thing again. There's been a renaissance. How important is it for you to kind of maybe complete that circle through this type of project?
Oh, well, sure. It's important, but what I think it is a little bit more to me is just demonstrating that we're part of this community, and we look around and we see what needs to be done in the community, and we try to step up and take care of that business. We've been picking up trash over in the vacant lot next to us. The Crouch Memorial is one of these things that I've known about, and it just seems like if you're going to be brewing in the area, it's really good to just go ahead and complete what the past was doing, and then we can pick up from where that is and start moving forward.
How important is that community connection? I mean, in terms of being a successful business, you know, because the beer is important, but that connection I think sometimes is also important too, right?
Absolutely. Well, you know, obviously the beer is important. That's a foregone conclusion there. But I would even say as important as that beer is the connection to the community. If you don't have that connection to the community, what are you really doing in an area? We've got a really fortunate situation where we're in the old Ninth Ward, and we have a great neighborhood, a bunch of great neighborhoods right around us, from the Brandywine Hills down to the Triangle, Ninth Ward, all of this we really feel like is our community, and we sort of expand our reach a little bit to encompass the whole city. So it's the community relationship is absolutely a key point in our business plan.